Bone Boy Speaks, episode 614, 10 years of podcasting.
So podcasting is 10 years old this month. And personally, it's internet audio goes farther back than that. I mean, I started working on RadioNet back in 1996. And this was, 8 years before, quote unquote, podcasting became, something that people knew about. There was, and even Real Audio 1.0 was, I think 1995 or something. And, audio was being streamed over dial-up for crying out loud. And you could do, and same thing with, audio. And I'm sure there was other audio things too. I mean, I remember when Ken Radio was on, I think I remember Ken Rakowski talking about that, his show was on some Microsoft thing that basically sounded like podcasting. So I think the difference with, with what Adam Curry and other folks had done was they had, first of all, there was the concept of using RSS to distribute it, which means that anybody could theoretically host a podcast. And, inside the, in the podcast, in the RSS, there's an enclosure that says, this is the audio file, right? And this is how big it is and stuff. And when I built the site for Phone Boy Speaks, I mean, one of the driving, factors for me was, after I started realizing what a pile of fail WordPress was, I'm using a different content management system now. And of course, as a result of that, I ended up having to get a little more intimately familiar with what my RSS feed looked like. So, and what tags were in there and stuff. So I thought that was a fun experience. But of course, in 2003, 2004, this was all, brand new. And the other part of it was, once you've downloaded this stuff, getting it synced to your device. And, that was people that were really interested in that could do that. There was a few ways to do that. And then Apple introduced it in iTunes and the rest is history. And, back in the early days of podcasting, how I listened to podcasts was on my Nokia devices and my Nokia smartphones. And Nokia had a podcasting app that essentially did all this stuff. And, I didn't have to use iTunes and I couldn't use iTunes with the Nokia devices because Apple, iTunes is only for Apple stuff. So so that was how I got my podcast to my device. And of course, nowadays, the smartphones have, podcasting apps, and there's a bajillion choices for podcasting apps on iOS, and even my wife listens to podcasts. I mean, so to me, it's gotten a lot easier, and I think if somebody like my wife is using it, and of course I had to show her how to use the Apple podcasting app, but once I set her up with it, I mean, now it's, I've never had to go back and show her anything. It's just, now it's done. When she wants to listen to something, it's easy for her to get. And that's, I think that's the power of podcasting, really, is, the fact that anybody can host a podcast. There are, third-party services you can use. I mean, you could record this, you could record a podcast on, Chimp, which is an app.net app I use. And it even provides a podcast feed for the audio that you record. There's things like, Audio Boo is another one, right? I mean, so anybody, there's no excuse, right? Anybody who wants to do a podcast can do a podcast, and it's not even that expensive, and you can dabble in it for free or whatever. And so, certainly, I'm recording this, after the quote unquote anniversary, because I mean, heck, even Adam Curry was on Daily Tech News Show, talking about the 10-year anniversary of it. So I think it's I'm a little late to the party here, but I'm recording a bunch of these things ahead. So that's just the way it goes. But I think you wouldn't be listening to this if those pioneers well before me, and even the stuff I did, 20 years ago, all that stuff hadn't happened, then maybe you wouldn't be listening to me today as a podcast. So happy 10-year anniversary podcasting. And who knows how long internet audio has been going on. But, all of that stuff makes this podcast possible.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phone Boy Speaks. You can find all the past episodes and all the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboy.com/PS.